Welcome back to another episode of Winning the Game. Willem Hast here.
With V.
And this episode is a fun episode because we just hit 10,000 listeners to this podcast.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I mean, in podcast context, 10,000 people is absolutely nothing. But it is something. It was less than 10 months ago. Or exactly. Let's see here. I need to count. This was not rehearsed really, really well. No, it's almost to the day 10 months ago when I just decided to move on something that I've been ruminating on, thinking on, postponing, reflecting, complimenting, analyzing, and then I'm thinking some more about it. Should I start some kind of podcast? And then a Tuesday, I just decided, hey, what am I doing? Let's get it started this week in a way that is done so I know how to record future episodes and I'm not dependent on other people to publish stuff. And 10 months later, 10,000 people have now listened to the Winning the Game podcast. And it's a function of a few things for me. And we'll see if you see something when it comes to moving from one place in life to the next place in life. With this podcast, I gave up perfection a long time ago. In the beginning, especially, I didn't care much about the sound quality or if I stuttered or whether I was happy with an episode or not. I just posted. And knowing that if I keep going and don't worry too much about the quality, over time, the quality will get better and better and better and better. So if I allow myself to look like a bit of an idiot sometimes, the idiocy of what I'm doing will still disappear and it'll be acceptable. And then beyond acceptable, it will be good. And then beyond good, sometimes it could be great. And so often I postpone things and leaders postpone things because they want to do it perfect. We're in a time of age where that's not to wait for. Well, if you're a brain surgeon, perhaps, or if you do certain jobs, nothing but perfection is ever acceptable. But in sharing your voice, speaking a message into the world, inviting other people to participate in a conversation that you have some kind of passion for, we can't wait for perfection. We found perfection through simply doing it. And then that was the main thing. Keep going. Don't be sloppy. Be intentional, but don't hunt perfection. Just look for the progress that arises. So another key you think you see here that could be valuable for any leader to get reminded of in whatever vision they're pursuing or attention they are expressing in the world?
Well, I think one of the things that I love about what you've done around the podcast is it's when we're trying to speak a message in the world, it is probably a little sloppy to start off with. It's like, oh, I wonder if I say it this way, I wonder if does this come across? I wonder, does this land with the listeners and so forth? And one of the things that when we take a step back and go, we're kind of moving in this direction where we get clearer, we get more, we're deeper in our conversation, we impact more because we've learned to speak it. And there's something around, as you say, it's not all about rehearsal. It's just about the more I speak my message, the more it's going to land. The more I am speaking from this deeper part of me and trust that what comes across is actually going to impact, the more it will impact.
Yeah.
We have one of our mentors who we love and who's extraordinary. And, you know, he speaks very well. And if you were ever to listen to his podcast, I mean, in one sense, it's been like, wow, oh, how professional and so forth. But what he's told us is simply this: the more you do, the more you learn, the more you get better. The more you do, the more you learn, the more you get better. And so it really is around taking daily actions, I mean, with intention and moving it forward.
Yes.
And it's, as you said, I mean, I am a little bit of a perfectionist, but I've learned to, for me, it's more about how do I get my voice now into the world so that people can hear me rather than waiting another 6 months until it has been perfected and the people that could have heard or could have joined in or could have been part of what we're doing have missed it completely just because I haven't taken that step.
Right.
So that's how I see it.
Cool. Yeah, it's to me becoming more and more true that you find your voice by speaking. you only find your voice, you only get clarity in your message the more you speak your message and hear your voice. And also listen to yourself. If you're at all publishing content somewhere, record and listen back and hear how you sound. I don't do it all the time, but I do it quite a bit. So I get an experience of, that was great. Oh, that was inspiring. Oh my God, I won't do that again.
Right.
And today it's an end of a program. I've been teaching for an hour today, an hour 15 or something, a topic about how to understand human behavior and how different individuals express themselves differently, though they might have a similar intent. And I've been teaching, I don't know, thousands of hours over the past 25 years on this topic alone. And it's so easy for me. It's fun. I'm laughing. I'm enjoying myself. I'm really clear and distinct. People get in 30 minutes what used to take me 4 or 6 hours to convey, because I practiced it thousands of hours. Of course, that's easy and I'm skilled. When you do something new, like doing podcast episodes for 5-7 minutes, it's not going to be the same. Then it'll be 1,000 episodes or 1,000+ hours later.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a leader, step into the game. You cannot win games you're not playing. You need to be playing to win the game. And you only get good by willing to be bad at first. So I think this episode might have been for me, actually. Even though I'm starting, I got way more to go and getting less hesitant and yes, go. So thanks for listening so much.
Can I just say something? Because I think it's sure. Really fun for the listeners. I have never seen this boy as animated and having as much fun as he did that hour that he was teaching today. And I think it's one of those things, because we're able to just, your message is so clear.
Yeah.
You're able to be playful.
Yes.
And that playfulness has its own huge attractive energy around it. And people hear and things go clunk and they get impacted. And that's really cool too.
It's cool. I haven't been speaking about this stuff except on one occasion or two, maybe in the past 3-4 years. So I'm curious at the next level where I'll find the same ease, playfulness and skills that I've managed in that domain of my teaching. In some of the work I do right now, I'm still in the exploratory, not earliest phases, but I'm still finding ways to convey what I want to say better and better. So it's a fun journey.
It is.
Thanks for listening. And next episode is going to be about the 5 areas to master as a leader. Super simple, super clear, super powerful. So welcome back to the next episode.